Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 7, where a promise has been made to David that God would build for him an unending kingdom. And then we read David's response, and we read this prayer. And when we read this prayer, you cannot miss the perspective and position of humility that consumes David. Humble praise of David is seen in his unlikely rise to be a king. David sits down in the tent and he begins by saying, "Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me thus far?" In other words, David says, "God, I'm nobody. And I came from a nothing house. I'm the youngest of my brothers. We were not special people, not from nobility, not from wealth. And yet you brought me all the way to the throne. From a shepherd boy to a soldier king." David is also thinking of God protecting him from Goliath, which was no small task in David's eyes. After that victory, David was successful wherever he went in service for King Saul, so much so that David became the leader over the men of war. Think about how many sword strikes that missed David, how many arrows that flew right by him, how many spears were moved out of the way by the hand of God. When David says, "Who am I that you have brought me thus far?" David surely has in mind not just the humble beginnings to luxurious settings, but also a boy who shed much blood, but none of his own, because the winds of providence guided the ship of his life through every thundering storm. What an adventure! What a ride! What a movie this would make! What an underdog story that no one would really believe, and yet this is David's story. And yet, it was nothing but easy for God. This is what David says. "And yet, this was a small thing in your eyes, O Lord God." As you pray today about what you might think are big things, remember they are small things to Him. And as you pray, please remember Garrison Orellana and his family, our national changemakers in Peru. And also remember the Romanian LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Romania.